has been no way to escape the news that tomorrow there will be a royal wedding. While millions will wake up early tomorrow to watch it, it seems like we would be derelict in our duty as a news magazine to discuss the nuptials. Meghan Markle, a biracial American divorcee, and Prince Harry will wed, changing the face of the British monarchy forever. Over the course of the romance, Meghan and Harry have created headline after headline. Leading royal expert Leslie Carroll chronicles the love story in her new book, American Princess, the love story of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. She joins us this morning. Leslie, thank you very much for being on the roundtable.
Thank you for having me.
Why do you think for the average American citizen this upcoming wedding is exciting?
First of all, Meghan Markle is one of us. It's the first time that somebody who is American-born is marrying into a member of the royal family who is in line for the throne and who is not a disgraced member of the royal family, as Edward VIII had to abdicate his throne to marry a divorced American back in 1936.
So
that's, you know, it's really exciting after, you know, 1,000 years of British monarchy to have this wonderful, accomplished, outspoken, independent feminist who's also biracial marrying into the British monarchy.
She is not a teenager. She is 36 years old, the same age as Diana when she passed away. So
exactly.
What do we make of that in terms of this relationship and really how the monarchy has changed as a result?
Well, it's interesting that she's an older woman. She's 3 years older than Harry, and she is the second oldest bride in recent memory, the oldest being Camilla, to marry a member of the Windsors, certainly. But I think we're looking at a real progression. We're looking at a turning point in history. We're looking at a couple that is extremely relatable, that is going to modernize the monarchy and very quickly in this age of social media, even though Meghan had to shut down her own social media. But she and Harry as a couple resemble what the world looks like nowadays. And even already they have brought what they are doing in their own visits to charitable organizations throughout Great Britain, brought that into the modern world in a way that even William and Kate haven't done in the last 7 years of their marriage, in that when you look at Harry and Meghan, you can see the love between them. They hold hands. They put a hand on each other's back. You look at them, they look like other couples do. They don't have that chilly British reserve that we've come to see, not just as part of the British character, but as part of the ethos of what the royal family is about. So in the space of a couple of months, Meghan has Americanized the British royal family, but in a very positive way. She's made them more relatable, more fun, more upbeat, but in an all to the good way. She's huggy in the way Princess Diana was. Mm. She's clearly humanitarian and charitable, but she's warm and very genuine.
How do you think that became so accepted within the royal family, given the past of the family of where that wasn't accepted?
Well, and certainly actresses were considered persona non grata for centuries. Actresses weren't even considered acceptable as royal mistress material, and divorced persons until recently weren't even allowed in the royal box at Ascot or at court, although adulterers could roam with impunity because so many royal marriages were arranged and they weren't love matches, whereas this one is. But Harry has had such a tough youth, losing his mother as he did when he was only 12 years old and had been such a wild child, and the whole world watched him grow up and watched him struggle, and we've all wanted him to have that happily ever after. And his grandmother loves him so much. And, of course, she knows what he went through. And she herself, having just turned 92, knows that she won't be around forever, and she wants him to be happy. And she sees how much in love he is with Meghan and vice versa, and knows that he went through two other long-term relationships with young women who were British, one of whom came from an aristocratic family, Cressida Bonas, who were not ready for the 24/7 scrutiny, that fishbowl, and didn't want that. And in a way, that broke Harry's heart. And he finally found a woman who is mature and polished and professional and comfortable in her own skin and her own identity, and who is ready to take on everything that comes with being a royal and understands what that is, and who really makes Harry happy. And the Queen even broke one of her own ironclad rules of six decades by inviting Meghan to join them at Christmas time at the Royal Estate of Sandringham, because she knew she wanted Harry to be happy and it might be her last chance to have the entire close-knit family there at Christmas time.
So with the wedding, and you have Meghan and Harry, how do they work with Kate and William in putting a new face on the monarchy itself?
Well, the four of them seem to get along very, very well. Kate and Meghan are the same age. They're both 36 years old. And while Kate and William have their lives mapped out for them, because William will be a future king, Harry and Meghan have much more freedom to be ambassadors in the Commonwealth countries. And they look like what people look like in the Commonwealth. Not everybody is, you know, white bread and British looking anymore. It's a global world. It's a global society. And Harry and Meghan very much represent that. And so while Kate and William might be the ambassadors for the next generation and future generations at home, Harry and Meghan may represent the future of the monarchy abroad and carry on the firm, as they call themselves, their humanitarian efforts across the rest of the world.
The name of the book is American Princess, The Love Story of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. The book is published by William Morrow. Leslie Carroll, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the name of the book is American Princess, The Love Story of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. The book is published by William Morrow. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.